This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Israel is experiencing mild weather today. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with a pleasant breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, making it a great day to be outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is a bit cooler, but still comfortable with light winds. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, just in, terrorists in Gaza practiced maneuvers while the IDF watched but did not intervene. Israel's leadership continues to emphasize a strong security stance, but containment against Hamas and Hezbollah remains the reality. Also, Mariv reports in the past hour that Lieutenant Colonel A, involved in intelligence during the October 7th incident, is still serving in the IDF despite criticism directed at Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, Nigel Farage competes today in a snap election in Britain. He leads Reform for Britain and aims for a parliamentary seat in the Calcutta constituency. Separately, JNS has reported earlier today that the IDF struck a Hamas commander in northern Gaza. This follows denials by peace envoy Nikolay Mladenov of any financial agreement with the group. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes from earlier this hour that the U.S. has pushed back against statements by Katz regarding the IDF's presence in southern Lebanon. Washington views a permanent military presence there as inconsistent with previous commitments. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News, an international broadcaster, posted just 16 minutes ago that Burgas has been selected to host Eurovision 2027. This follows Bulgaria's first-ever victory in the competition. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, shared earlier today that the IDF is conducting drills in the West Bank. These exercises simulate potential conflict with Hezbollah, highlighting ongoing regional tensions. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reported earlier today on Esmail Khani's visit to Baghdad. The IRGC Quds Force commander urged Iraqi militias to keep their arms amid disarmament pressures, emphasizing the need to counter perceived American threats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. According to Walla, the terrorist exercises reflect ongoing tensions and the IDF's strategy of containment. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz continue to voice strong rhetoric, yet they face criticism for not taking more decisive action. This dynamic keeps the southern border on edge, impacting local communities. Turning to the IDF personnel matter, Mariv highlights the controversy surrounding Lieutenant Colonel A's continued service. Despite the fallout from the October 7th events, the officer remains in military intelligence. This decision raises questions about accountability and leadership within the IDF, which may affect morale and public confidence. Meanwhile, in the UK, the electoral race heats up. Israel Hayom reports that Nigel Farage is contesting a parliamentary seat in Calcutta. His party, Reform for Britain, aims to challenge the current political status quo. This election could signal shifts in British politics with implications for international relations. Turning to the strike in Gaza, JNS notes that the targeted attack on a Hamas commander underscores Israel's ongoing operations against the group. This follows previous denials by envoy Mladenov regarding financial dealings with Hamas. The strike is part of a broader strategy to weaken militant leadership, affecting Gaza's stability. Finally, the dispute over southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post outlines the U.S.'s stance against a permanent Israeli military presence. This disagreement with Katz's remarks reflects broader diplomatic tensions. The situation could influence future peace negotiations and regional security dynamics. On the economic front, first, Kotek reports that Anthropic is eyeing a major acquisition in Israel. The potential $6 billion deal involves Descartes, aiming to enhance AI capabilities and expand their team significantly. This move could boost Israel's tech sector, reinforcing its status as a global innovation hub. Separately, Mariv Business reveals that Discount Bank has reported significant profits of 1.2 billion shekels for the quarter. Despite this success, the bank is expected to lay off hundreds of employees. This highlights the ongoing challenges in balancing profitability with workforce stability. And finally, Walla Business discusses a dramatic shift in Israeli high tech. While employment remains stable, the industry is reorganizing. Software companies face layoffs, but hardware firms show resilience. This restructuring indicates a changing landscape in Israel's tech economy. Strengthening.
Where?
That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.